Utah State University President Noelle Cockett held a media conference in the Tippetts Gallery on USU campus on Friday. She wanted to discuss recommendations laid out by an independent organization that investigated sexual assault and discrimination claims in the school's piano program. A few months ago, several former students of the program claimed on social media that there were occurrences of sexual assault, harassment, and gender discrimination. Much of the discrimination came from Professor Gary Amano. The report says he created a hostile academic environment for women, discriminated based on gender, and tolerated sexual harassment of students by faculty members.
On Monday, April 2nd, Professor Amano submitted a letter announcing his retirement effective that day. Professor Amano is no longer working at Utah State University.
Cockett talked about each recommendation from the report, the first being the removal of Amano, and the next is the removal of piano program coordinator Dennis Hurst, who is said to have enabled Amano and failed to report his behavior.
The university will also move forward with the sanction process against Professor Hurst.
The report also recommends the creation of a plan to eliminate gender discrimination. Many of the claims made toward Amano were related to his favoritism toward male students by telling students that males make better piano players because of their strong upper bodies and larger hands. It was also reported that he would give better performance opportunities to the male students since they were likely to become, quote, breadwinners for future families. President Cockett says a task force will be created in the next 2 weeks to combat the issue of gender discrimination at the university. Many of the changes anticipated from the report's recommendations will deal with university-wide policy and procedure revisions and reorganizing the university's Title IX office.
This report outlines a culture of discrimination, which is a form of power imbalance. In addition to empowering our students to demand action, I am also empowering our faculty and staff to demand end to power imbalance. When they observe it, and when they are subject to it.
Near the end of the press conference, Cockett stated that she is grateful to be in a position to make change.
This is my call to action. This is exactly why I'm in this office, and I don't intend to fail.
Reporting from USU campus, I'm Danny Hayes with UPR News.